Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go to page 131, the Etzach Haim part, the Yud. I read the small writings on top. Bekol ha-madregot sheba'olamot, in every levels that are in all the worlds, nichshevet ha-elyona le-matzil. Always the one that is on top, Elyon, the first one, is called Matzil, the creator. V'tachton, and what follows below him, it's called Ne'atzel, Sheba Dalet Bechinot. That in all this, in this Ne'atzel, there are four phases. V'yesh Bechinat Emtzei Beinehem. And other than these four phases, there is one point that is called one aspect, one dimension, that's called Beinoni. It's of both. That means of the Vav, Amatzel, and the four phases of the Naatzel. And Nikra Keter. Shebo Bechinat Maatzel Venaatzel. That within it is Tema'atzel and Na'atzel, v'haketer mitzad shehu malchut de'elyon, hu nikra ani. Since the keter is the malchut of one Elyon, so therefore it's called ani. When it's the malchut, it's called ani. V'mitzad shehu keter letachton, and at the same time that he is the keter to the below, is nikra ein. So that means this malchut that is above in Elyon is Ani. When it goes to the lower and becomes Keter to the Tachton, Keter to the Tachton becomes Ein. What is the word Ein?
Nothing.
So it's very interesting that it says it becomes nothing, but not that it's not nothing, like it's not there. Ein. It's not there. It's not that it's nothing, like it's not there. There is a difference. That is nothing. He's everything, because he's the Shoresh. He's the four phases. But is considered, because he's the Shoresh, is considered Ein, though he's not there. Do I have a Keter? Yes. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what it is. Like it's not there. Really, like it's not there. Now, let's understand this. This is a very beautiful understanding. And I'm going to read the Yud now. V'daki al yadei ze. And you should know that through this understanding, hu bekol hayut sefirot shebekol haolam haolam, in every world that you go, there are eser sefirot. V'kan bepratut bekol partzuf u'partzuf. And when you go from one partzuf to another partzuf, ki le'olam kol bechina u'bechina, and forever and ever, in every phase, hanikra elyon, hama'atzel, always, the above is called ma'atzel, v'tachton, the lower aspect is called na'atzel. So the only thing right now Rav did said, there is a concept called Elyon and concept called Tachton. The Elyon is always the Shoresh, and the Tachton has always four phases that were all Echad in the Shoresh. Now, why he says Elyon with Tachton? We have in the Torah, Maim Elyonim, Maim Tachtonim. In the body, Elyon to your body is your head. Guf is Tachton to your body, to your head. And that's how he's setting it up in order to have an understanding of what Adam is. What it is that he calls Adam, that has a Rosh Tochsof. And here, ואין הנעצל פחות מדלת אותיות הוויה. And you should understand that always anywhere that you find an Atzel has four phases, and those four phases are the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Example, as per Torah, the Jews are Na'atzel. One of the Na'atzelim, one thing that God created Israel. So therefore, Elohei Israel is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud is the Chokhmah of Israel, as what Torah says Israel is. The He is the Bina of Israel. The Vav is the Guf of Israel. And He is the Olamot, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, that Israel connects them, builds them, puts them all together. And that's Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Now, here it comes. He says, Afilu biyot sifirot pratiot u pratei pratiot yesh bechinat emtzei. He says, wherever, even if you go to the most detail, always there is the aspect of emtzei, the aspect of the middle. Beinehem hanikra keter. Always from one to another, there is a keter. There is a domain called keter, which is bein of elyon and tachton. There is no elyon with tachton, that there is nothing that is bein. Tell me, what is bein? Head and the goof. It's a concept called garon. This garon connects to the head and connects to the body. So there is always aspect, anywhere you go, there is an aspect of between Elyon to Tachton. Even if you go to your goof is divided into part, upper part and lower part. And between the upper part and lower part, there is an in-between.
Uh-huh. And they are not Elyon and Tachton, but still you said there is a Bein.
They are Elyon and Tachton. It's like really one within the other. There was an example, a paper nicely written. It's like those Russian dolls, that one is inside the other, and you open, and there is another one inside, and you open, and another inside. That's exactly what it is. Now, it's going to explain. Ve'heven zemeot, and you should understand this, ki bo yavnu kol hadrushim. This is how all the explanation from now on is going to be based on this. Ve'zeu ani rishon, and that's what it means, ani rishon. Ani, whenever I say ani, that's a malchut. Whenever I say ani, is malchut. Whenever I say en, is keter. But ani ve en, both are same letters. But it's telling you hafuch. What to be hafuch means. It's very, in unbelievable way, the Torah is explaining what hafuch, that means invert, means. It's the same thing, but it's invert. When it says ani is the malchut, when it says en is the keter, and both are the same, but it's a keter to tachton, shoresh to tachton, but where it came from, malchut of Elyon. That's why ani rishon, ani acharon. Just follow me. I know this concept, if when we understand it, we will see how really all the olamot are connected together. How really Keter is, because we need to tap into Keter. We are on Shabbat at Musaf, we tap into a Keter. And if we don't understand this structure of the Keter, then we don't understand really Shabbat.
But the Keter is two places, one side is
Bein, one side is... We said Keter is as made of two aspects, Tohu Vevohu. The Tohu aspect is the Ani. The Bohu aspect is the four phases of the Na'atzel. Tohu is the Ma'atzel, Bohu is Na'atzel. We're going to read this. Yes. It's all, but you have to understand. One is a Parzuf, one is the explanation of this Parzuf, And one is Sefirot. I have to understand that Ani, when I say Ani, what I'm talking about? Ani is the Malchut. When I say En, is the same Malchut has done a Bekia and has come and become Ein. But it's the same. It's the Ma'atzel v'Na'atzel. It's the Ma'atzel v'Na'atzel together. Follow right now. Please go back to the book.
Ani is the Elyon.
Yes. So is Ein. Ein is the same, gone through the Masach, gone, made the Bekia to Masach,
right.
When, and now is the Keter to Tachton.
So it's the placement of the Yud, which means it's about order.
Now, Yud, we said Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, is the four phases.
I'm not talking about the Yud of Adam, the Yud of the Ani, and Ein, it's the placement of the Yud.
It's the Hafuch. Take it, we will go slowly into that. But it's Hafuch, it's the concept of the Hafuch of Ani. Hafuch of Ani.
But Mr. Menachem, the way it sounds, at least to me, is that it's not talking about the two sections of Keter, it's talking about Malchut when it's a complete Malchut as being Ani. And then Keter portion of being nothing. Not when Malchut moves to the Keter and becomes Atik.
No, it's...
Because otherwise...
No, that's not
a... It's a point there, right?
It's a...
Otherwise, when it moves to the Keter, it becomes a point. When it's in Malchut,
it's a... It's a point, too. It's a point, too. It's all the time, it's only Malchut is a point.
Yeah.
But
don't forget, there's a Tzimtzum Aleph on it.
First, it has to become complete Parsuf, right?
That's when he is above.
Right.
That's when he's above. But as soon as he wants to receive a light, wants to continue, has to lose nine of his Sefirot, nine of his Or Yashar, and still Ani. He says, it's now Ani. Because the Malchut of Malchut is the Ani. Malchut of Malchut is Ani. The nine Sefirot above it that they had Or Yashar, the Or Yashar lives. Now this Ani does a Bikia, and this nine Or Chozer that remained, they go Ma'avar, over through, we said, the Masach. And they create the nine Sefirot of the lower world, and the Ani, which is Malchut of Malchut, becomes Keter. Becomes Keter, which is Shoresh of the four phases, which is the Al of the really the nine Sefirot of Or Chozer that they came through the Masach. That is important that I would like you to see it, and why we want, because we want to know what is the relation between head and body. He's trying all this is to say what it is that head gives to the body. Because he wants to, at the end, to tell us what Adam is. His interest is for us to understand the Adam. And through understanding Adam, to understand the universe and to understand all the Olamot and all the creation. Now, let's read this, I think you will, it becomes more clear. Let's go, please, to Or Pinimi on page 131, second column, second paragraph. And it starts, Kitzarichim. Kitzarichim lahavin me'od. We have to understand very carefully. Sod bet inyanim afuchim. It's these two aspects that they are hafuch, inverse of each other. Shebekan, she'einam afilu bet bechinot meyuchadot. And they are not two meyuchad, that means a special. They are not each one specifically on his own. That means each aspect, each bechina, each phase is not individual as defined per his own. אלא שצריכים להבינם כבחינת אחד. one has to understand that both these two aspects, they are the same. They are echad. Shemitzad hayoto. Now again, now that we are on the point of this echad, this aspect of the echad is going to continue all the way for Israel. Because Israel is the only unity, only creation, only creation, the only creation that defines echad. Nothing else defines echad other than Israel. Israel defined what echad is. It's important to understand, eventually we will see, that what is this echad? Is the one that is meyached, the one that unites. And that's called echad. And Israel is the only creation that is capable to define and bring about echad. Now, shemitzat hayoto malchut de elyon va'atzmut de elyon shebaka malchut de elyon atzmut de elyon. What is atzmut of elyon? The essence of elyon is called ani. Shebaka, she did the bekia, spear through. That means it did not go through the rules of the Masach. It overruled the rule of Masach. The way it was, without any being influenced, baka v'shiber ha-Masach, and broke the Masach, כמו שכתוב לעיל, as we discuss, שעל נקודה המלכות דה עליון אין פעולת הגבול שבמסך. The Masach defines גבולים, defines limits. Those limits did not apply to this מלכות that we are talking about, which is אני. פועל ולא כלום. It doesn't affect on it at all. הנה מטעם זה נקרא כתר. And because of this, it's called Keter. It's boundless. I mean, look at it. From a seed of an orange, how many trees can you get? Infinite. It's just Keter. So it says, Ani Acharon. Now what is this Ani Acharon? Ani Rishon? What's the Ani Acharon? Shepirusho, the meaning. Tachlit Hashilimut. It's the purpose, the aim in completeness. כי המלכות דעליון מקבלת מכל עשר ספירות שבעליון, this מלכות receives from the עשר ספירות עליון, אשר עשר ספירות הללו כוללות בהכרח כל המדרגות והפרצופים הרואים להתפשט בעולמות למטה מהם. Like the seed. The seed is includes all the trees, everything, all the עולמות that are going to follow from it, it's coming from the seed. ונמצא על כן אותה הנקודה כלולה משלימות הסופית, וזהו אני אחרון. הכתר. This is really כתר. Because whatever follows, it follows from this מלכות. But what follows from this מלכות is in two בחינה. It all comes from one, but in two בחינה, in two concepts, in two ways. And he says, Shenikra Atik, the one that is the Malchut that speared Baka and became Keter, is called Atik, which is Tohu in the Torah. Venikra Nitzutz Bore, that's the spark that is going to be the Creator. Venikra Ensof Baruchu, and in this level is considered to be Ensof, Omnam Mitzad Hayoto Shoresh. And because this is a Shoresh, this is the seed. Lena'atzelim, to the those that are going to follow, Tachton to itself, Asher Bo, and everything is still within it. It's like the seed of the orange, we said. Shaharehu Bechinat HaKeter LeTachton HaNa'atzel. Because at the same time, it's a Keter to the Na'atzel. Now, where do you find this seed? I found this seed right smack in the middle of the fruit. And what was the fruit? The fruit was the malchut of the tree. And where did I find this seed? In the malchut of the tree. But where was this seed? Was originally the starter. Started the tree. So that's a need. That's Ani Rishon, Anit Acharon. Oh, I think it came from there.
No,
it came from there. Now, Omnam mitzad hayoto shoresh l'natzelim asher bo shaharei ho b'chinat haketer letachton ha'natzel hu sod ani rishon shenikra ein. That means when it is shoresh, it's considered ein, because when you put the seed into the ground, until it doesn't go become nothing, there is no revelation of the root and the trunk and the tree. So he's Ein and he's Ani.
Lamed, where it says it's the essence of the essence of the Elyon. For to me, the essence means Or Yashar, or the Or Elyon, or the cup that's coming from above, right?
How many Sefirot you said is this?
Ten Sefirot, because it's an Iyud.
Yeah, it is. That's how it's, but only one point. So it's one nitzut.
So how does it? It's a nitzut. How does it get to the malchut because of the masach? How does it get to the malchut?
No,
in the first place?
This ani we said bokea.
Bokea.
It doesn't take any of the rules. It doesn't take on any of the limitation.
But this.
Good, you are pushing it nicely. Go.
Yes, but we are talking about the Masach at the end of Atzilut, or at the Tzium of the Parsuch.
At this Masach, look not in the one specific point. When you are talking about a Masach, is the all the Gvulim of Atzilut. Now, this Masach, who is activator of this Masach? Who is really activator of Masach of Atzilut? Who sets this Masach between Atzilut and Bria?
That should be Malchut also,
no? No, there is an Aviyut. This Aviyut defines the Masach. The Aviyut defines the Koma of that Eser Sefirot. No, the Malchut of the Malchut, because Malchut, because has a Tzimtzum Aleph, first it creates what?
Orchoze.
Now, tell me how is this Orchoze?
Depending on the...
How many Or Yashar we have?
Now
tell me how many Or Yashar we have. How many we have? 7, 8, 9, or 10? Or Yashar has to have 10. That means has to have Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Od Yesod, Malchut. Right? What it is that this Malchut Chozer? What can he Chozer? Yeah, what does he return?
At the beginning it would be up to Keter. So
what do you mean, what is he returning? Whose light is he returning?
Returning his own light.
His own light.
Yeah.
So his own light is the tenth, right, that makes a Or Chozer on Yesod, Hod, Netzach, Tiferet, Gevurah, Chesed, Bina, Chochma, and all the way to Keter.
Right.
So, how many Or Yashar we have?
We have 9.
Or Yashar?
10.
Okay. How many Or Chozer we have? 10.
But the Or Yashar didn't go through Malchut. That's why you have 9 and 9.
That's fine. Still, the Malchut is Malchut.
Right.
This Malchut, if would not have a state Malchut, that cannot exist. It has its own nitzutz. One nitzutz, everything must have. Even Malchut of Ensof, when he rejected the light, what did he reject? The light of his own, but because he rejected light of his own, he kept 9 light that kept him alive.
So that's what I'm trying to understand when it says it's the essence that breaks through. The essence can't be the Or Chozeh because...
Tell me, where is this Malchut of Malchut came from?
From where it came from?
Yeah.
Which one are you talking about?
We have Eser Sefirot, right? And there is the Eser Sefirot or Yashar Kams. Which one is this first Eser Sefirot? Didn't we say that the light came in, goes all the way to Malchut? Which Malchut is this? Is Nekuda Emtzai. What is the Malchut of... You call it Malchut of Peh, we call it Malchut of En Sof. Doesn't make any difference. Right? It's that Malchut. But that Malchut existed before. What did she lose? 9 of his lights. 1 light came. Otherwise, I won't survive. That means 1 Nekuda. That's Ani of Ani. But 9 lights of Malchut left. And what remained?
This is the Tzimtzum Aleph you're talking about?
That's right.
So at the Tzimtzum Aleph, even the other Sefirot also lost the other lights and not their own light. Is that correct?
No, those, there is no Tzimtzum on those. There is only Tzimtzum on Malchut.
Yes, but if, in order for the Halal to be there...
And that's when the light... The light left.
Right.
But still, this thing has to survive, has its own nitzutz.
So the same goes with the
other. Exactly. Now, what Malchut of Malchut did, took his own light and created Or Chazar. Its own light that was supposed to get for himself in order to fill up himself his own 9 Sefirot. No, he didn't. He created Or Chozer.
Okay.
Now, this Malchut of Malchut, which is Ani, became the Keter to the Tachton, to the Natzel. And all these 9 lights that lost their Or Yashar. Essentially, what is this Or Chozeh? What are these Or Chozeh? Is the light that would fulfill Malchut.
Right?
They became the Or Chozeh, they became... The Na'atzel, the 4 phases of the Na'atzel. And that Malchut of Malchut became the Keter of these 9.
But those 9 are not the ones that break through, it's the one that was there from the beginning that breaks through.
The Malchut of Malchut only does Bikia, but this 9, Or Chozer, this Malchut, had to go through the Masach. That means had to go to the rulership of the Masach in order to go to the lower world. But not the Malchut of Malchut. Now this Eser Sefirot, no matter where you are, always this is how it works. And this is how it works between head, Rosh, and Guf. This is the transition between Rosh, Elyon, to Tachton. But the Malchut, that Ani of Ani, is the Keter to the Guf.
That light that remained in every Parsuf, you say at that point, should have been a very minute portion of what they had before.
Now, you remember we studied En Adar Beruchaniut?
Right.
Correct? That means if something was there, going to leave an impression. Now, En Sof, Or of En Sof, was in the Malchut of En Sof or no?
Yeah.
Okay, if it left, did it leave any impression?
That's what I'm saying. That impression compared
keeps him alive.
So that impression is what's doing all this.
Yes.
It's not a...
Bravo. Hallelujah. Bravo. It's nothing. But it's still from itself. It's everything. That's why Ani ve'ein. That's why you now brought the hasagah, the consciousness that it is. What are you? It's en sof, but it's ein.
So does this mean when we wherever in the Torah that you see a ni and en, that's what it means.
Exactly.
But it's the same letters.
And this ani comes eventually to anochi.
It's changed the word.
And then this ani comes to the concept of anochi. That becomes anochi. That becomes, is doing what it's necessary to do, is the Shekhinah.
And anochi has a kaf and about 26.
Bravo.
Yud-ke-bar-ke.
Anochi, no, kaf yud, is Knesset Israel.
No. The yud is coming from ani, but it adds kaf and vav, which is 26.
Only the kaf is, there is no vav in it.
There is vav in it.
No, it's cholen.
Sometimes it's working with love.
I know. It's a nekudah cholem. It's a very important. It's cholem. It's either cholem or sheruk. It is nekudah explains the malchut. That becomes once on top, one in the middle, and one at the bottom. Okay, let's go here. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy with this. Now, אני אחרון שפירושו תכלית השלימות כל המלכות העליון, מקבלת מכל עשר ספירות שבעליון, אשר עשר ספירות הללו כוללות בהכרח כל המדרגות הפרצופים הראויים להתפשט בעולמות למטה מהם, ונמצא על כן אותה הנקודה כלולה משלימות הפוכה, לא, הסופית, וזהו אני אחרון, והוא סוד קטר שנקרא עתיק, נקרא תוהו, ונקרא ניצוץ בורא, ונקרא אינסוף. It's אינסוף. Anywhere you find קטר is אינסוף. Anywhere you find, or מלכות is אינסוף. אני ראשון, אני אחרון. Now, on Tuesday I started to explain this in level of Sefirot. Why we say, ביום ההוא יהיה אדוני אחד ושמו אחד. What that concept comes? Isn't he the same?
Yeah.
He says, now here. When Bina, now that we know what Bina does, Bina connects Keter Chochmah to six Sefirot below. To Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. That is one Echad. Because Bina Meyached, Bina unites these three into the Ketzavot. Yesod is another one that meyached nine sefirot with Asiri, the tenth, which is called Malchut. That's another Echad. The first Echad is Beyom HaHuyeh Adonai Echad, that is connecting the three sefirot to the six sefirot, and Shmo Echad connecting nine sefirot to the Malchut sefirot. And that's why Ani Rishon, Ani Acharon. Same thing. Hu v'shmo Echad. That's why explains that only Israel can produce this Echad. Only Israel is privy to go out and tap into the Keter. Now, let's continue.
I'm talking.
Yes, I can hear you. Your voice is... I really don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Last week, you brought the question. You said, don't we always say that we have all these 10 sephirot everywhere, whether it's in my head, whether it's in my body?
Yeah.
We always say, gimel rishonim and seven tachton.
Okay.
So what's separated? I asked you the question.
Wait, we haven't got there yet. You want me to explain something that's not the time? Wait for that one. That what causes that the God disconnects from the Zayin Tachton? That's what you're essentially asking.
Do you
want to
take over?
No. Focus on where we are. Don't go anywhere. Please don't go anywhere else. I want you to stay here.
At the beginning of your life, that this point, this keter,
didn't say two sides.
Right here, Nasar, you said two sides.
Two bechinot.
Right.
Bechinot is not sides.
So what is it at the beginning?
Bechinot is the two aspects.
Okay. What are these two aspects? Oh, come on.
A tohu vevohu. We are talking about the shoresh, which is called ma'atzel, and the four phases of it, which is called ne'atzel.
One is the root in potentiality, one is root in actuality.
Bravo. I thought this...
There's a seder in between, order.
Huh?
It must be seder. Order.
Yeah, there are four phases that they are in order. We call it process, whatever you want to call. Wow. That it's, as it says, becomes from potential into actual. From only the talk, thought comes into action.
Yes, one is Ani, one is I.
No, it's your the Ein is the Keter, is the Shoresh. Ani is after it went through the process, still is the Shoresh. Mm-hmm. Now, come here, you will understand. Perakhet. Let's go page 133.
We're skipping?
No, we explained this. I don't want to hammer it too much. We explained it. We are going to come back again over and over. But, no, okay, go to 132. Let me read another section. Right at the bottom of Or Pinimi, on the first column, it says, Hare Harosh, and I'm going to the second column. Hare HaRosh Bechinat. You say, okay, you know what? Here it is, the Rosh. It's the head. What do you got in the head? You got Chokhmah Bina Da'at. Or Keter, Chokhmah Bina. That's your Rosh. Whenever I talk about Rosh, it means there are three things in it. Keter, Chokhmah Bina. Chokhmah Bina Da'at. It's the same thing. He says, Here HaRosh Bechinat Ein. Besoda Katuv Ani Rishon. Rosh is considered Ein. The Rosh, again, is considered Ein. Ein. Besod HaKatuv Ani Rishon. And that's why he says, I am first. Dahainu rak techila ha-gilui ve-shoresh le-gilui. He says, the Rosh is only the beginner, the aspect of the beginning of the gilui. It's not the gilui, it's the beginning, it's the shoresh. Is the root of Gilui, of revelation. Venikra Arichampin, Venikra Bohu, Venikra Nitzutz, Nivra, Venikra Keter. Now, same Keter, same is considered Keter. Please. When we call it Arichampin, Venikra Bohu, Venikra Nitzutz Nivra, now it's an Atzel, it's Kriyeti, Venikra Keter. Now, in order to for you to be clarified, here it is one Keter. Keter. The Gimel Rishonim is Tohu. It's the Atik. Is the Ein. Zayin Tachtonim is Arichampin. Is Ani. Is Bohu.
It changes again.
It's always like this. It's SSF. Both of them are Keter. Arichampin is Keter. Atik is Keter. But Atik consists of Gimel Rishonim, Arichampin consists of Zayin Tachtonim.
I think it's the other way around.
No.
Bohu is Ani.
No. Bohu, again, both of them are Ani.
Well, right.
Bohu is the Nitzutz HaNivra, Tohu HaNitzutz HaBore. I mean, it's simple.
Okay. So we will go from one world to another.
Oh. Please tell me again. What is Tohu?
En.
No. Nitzutz Bore.
Okay,
Nitzutz Bore is called
Tohu.
And it consists of Keter of Ein. That is considered Ein.
Okay.
Ari Hampin considered Bohu, Nitzutz, Nivra, and it consists of Zayin Tachtoni.
So the N, which is Elyon, above the Ani. So the Ani can be the N of the next world.
That's right. N of next. Bravo. Hallelujah.
Is that what we can
do? Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Bravo. Bravo.
Okay.
Bravo. This is it. Now, Atik, again, is always the domain of the Keter, which is Ein. Ari Hampin is the domain of the Keter, which is Ani. Ani Rishon, Ani Acharon.
That's why they keep changing.
And then this Ani Acharon, Ari Hampin becomes Keter of Olam Tachton. And we're going to see, we're going to study this in Olam Atzilut. Yes, please.
And the Zayin Pin is called Ani because it contains the Malchut, the last portion which is complete.
Zayin Pin of, now.
If you say Zayin Tachtonim, it must contain.
And now, it's Eser Sefirot. Now, I want you to look only at Eser Sefirot. Don't go anywhere else. Now we're going to start defining what the four phases are. Shoshana, please. Stay focused. Now, let's go here. Mevaer ki dalet bechinot chokhma ubina, I am on 133. מבאר כי דלת בחינות חוכמה ובינה ותפארת ומלכות דומות כמו אדם שנשמה מלובשת בגוף שלו והגוף מלובשת בליבוש והוא יושב בהיכלו. It says, listen, let's understand the four phases over again. The four phases. He says the four phases are Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. No matter what it is, there are four phases. And what those four phases essentially mean, no matter in what consciousness and what level you are talking about. He says, as far as the, this is Dome, it's Demut, it's similar to saying, as a Adam, look at the Adam, and he says, this Adam, sheneshama, melubesh beguf, there is a neshama, this Adam really in a simple form is his neshama, has a libush, has a guf, and this guf has another libush called what he wears, and he sits at his home.
Because before he said, Kli Bina has the light neshama. So that's why, neshama here is again used.
Beautiful. And Bina is really building all this. We will realize that the Bina of Atzilut, we said, created Olam Bria. Bina of Atzilut created Olam Bria. That's very true. That's why we say Bina connects Keter Chokhmah to six Sefirot below it, which is Vav Ketzavot. And Yesod is another that connects nine Sefirot into Asiri. Always, that's correct. You are correct. We are eventually going to talk only on the level of neshama. Atzilut is a level of neshama. We cannot go higher than that. We are talking about the level of neshama from where? From Olam Atzilut. And the understanding really to know the whole system is to understand the Olam Atzilut becomes to correct and to do the Bria and whatever it is necessary. So, here we go. And he says, Chokhmah hu sod klalot haorot sheba'olam atzilut. Olam atzilut is defined by Chokhmah, vehu nishmat kol atzilut. And that Chokhmah is a neshama to kol atzilut. V'nikrad Adam Elyon. So the first Adam that were appeared for us to conceive, to understand, is Adam Elyon, which is Olam Atzilut, is the level of Chokhmah. Because we remember, it says, Hakol b'Chokhmah Sita. So therefore, Adam was made by this Chokhmah. V'hu melubash bebina. Remember, Yud is the Chokhmah, it's Atzilut. Melubash bebina, which is Biriya, which is called... It's before that. That's before. Now he's talking Elyon. It's different than Kadmon. The Kodem was the Keter. We're going to talk about it. Now we are talking Olam Atzilut, level of Chokhmah. Not level of Keter, but level of Chokhmah only.
Elyon.
That's the Adam Elyon. Adam Kodem is a totally different concept. Now we are talking about Elyon, which is a level of Chokhmah. Now this Adam, Melubash Bebina, there is a Libush of Bina, Shehu Sot Klalot Ke'ilim Mechone Guf, and that is the inclusivity of all the definition that we call body, because Atzilut is Neshama, Bina is the Guf, the Atzilut, Va'ala Guf Malbish Zerampin. And over this body, there is the Libush of Zerampin, Shehu Libush. O Malchut Hi Ha'echal, and the Malchut, the last phase, is Hechal. Now, Hechal numerical value, 65, Adonai. So that's why Hovaya, which is Zerampin, Hechalo is what? Adonai. V'hechal lekulam. V'bo dalet inyanim. Now, Aleph. We're going to read this small section to remain fresh in our head. Dalet habichinot chokhmah ubina utiferto malchut mechonot. It says, really, these four phases of chokhmah, bina, tiferet, malchut are neshama, guf, lebush, ve'echal. והסוד העולם הצילות שבתוכו יושב אדם העליון, and this הצילות, that within it, there is an אדם העליון, שהוא נשמה מלובש בגוף, ובלבוש, ובהחל, מלך. That means מלכות of הצילות. Is היכל of מלך, it's the palace of the Melech, right? Zerampin of Atzilut is Libushim of a Melech. Bina of Atzilut is Guf of Melech. Chokhmah of Atzilut, which is the Koma of Atzilut that Keter is inside of it, it's called Neshama of Atzilut.
What's the real meaning, the actual meaning of
Hechal? Hechal means room. Palace. Hechal is where we put the Torah.
It's the domain
that you are, it's your place. It's your place. It's the place that belongs to you.
Like a domain.
It's your domain. Right, that's in that domain is your chairs, all the rooms, everything. It's your house. It's bait.
It's our very place.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay. Now it says, "Olam atzilut shebetocho yoshev adam elyon shehu neshama melbash beguf belibush ubechel melech." Bet keter hu shoresh Elohim. Keter. ושורש אלוהים מתחלק לדלת. שורש לנשמה הוא חוכמה, Shebeketer. Chokhma that is in the keter is neshama. Bina shebeketer hu shoresh leguf. Vezerampin shebeketer hu shoresh lelibush. ומלכות שבכתר הוא שורש להיכל. וכל זה שנתבהר בעולם הצילות נוהג גם כן בעולם הבריאה. What it is in the הצילות is in the בריאה too. שהוא סוד אור של התולדה. כי בריאה נחתמה מעולם הצילות. Remember that בריאה is the חתימה of הצילות. Now we will understand, we're going to read here that how really Olam Atzilut created Olam HaBriya. How, well, in reality, thought gave body to the thought. In a way. Yes. Yes. But we know that how transformation were made from Elyon to Tachton. It's that concept. We are keep on, why? Because Yud Kei Vav Kei involves everything. So we are learning all the angles of what it is. We are really learning these four phases called Yud Kei Vav Kei. We are learning who he is, what it is, and how he has done things, how he, from the Yud and Hei and Vav and Hei, created everything else.
So there is a reason that it's now called Kefal and not...
Yeah. Oh yeah, because he has to bring explanation of really what this Hechal means, what it involves. It has to tell you what this goof is involved. Look at your own goof. How many details do you have? Pratyut, parts you have to your body.
Of course, it has clean
in there. You know how many explanations you can give to your body? How many explanations? The brain, they haven't even been able to explain. Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. That's what it's your domain. Now this is your domain. So it's a malchut, and that's what he wants you to get familiar to understand your environment, what you're talking about. It's your, not to understand only yourself, but to understand your environment too, because you are your environment. Now. Shoshana, please. Shoshana, please. Now, כי הבריאה נחתמה מעולם האצילות באופן שכתר דכתר דאצילות הכתימה כתר דכתר הבריאה. כתר of the כתר of האצילות, its חתימה is the כתר of the כתר of the בריאה. וחוכמה דכתר א, וחוכמה דקטר וחתימה חוכמה דקטר הבריאה, דהיינו נשמה דקטר ובינה דקטר החתימה נשמה דקטר הבריאה. וכאן היא בכל הספירות. אין אורות נמשכים ישר מקטר להצילות לקטר הבריאה, but this קטר is the חתימה of this קטר, but they are not going to go straight this to this. No, everything has to go through who? Ani Adonai. Has to go through Malchut. Why? Because he defines where the Masach really defines what the Masach is.
So that means that the root of Bria is in Atzilut.
Bravo. Yes. And what more further than that is that the Keter of Atzilut, that the Keter of Atzilut, is the Chatima, its Chatima is the Keter of Shoshana. I am going to ask Rav Levi, and I am going to ask you not to you ever come back here. That's the last time I'm going to warn you. And I mean it. No, you keep on saying sorry, but you're not sorry.
I'm going on a trip, and I wanted to keep in touch with all the people here.
No, sorry, let's go. It's אין האורות נמשכים ישר מכתר האצילות לכתר דבריאה, כי אין עולם הבריאה מקבל רק דרך מלכות האצילות. עולם בריאה cannot receive anything. Now, all the forces that they are above, we explain that it's the Hovaya, his right hand is El, his left hand is Elohim, and the Shekhinah, Halo is Adonai. So Elohim is not going to act in this world without going to Adonai. El cannot do anything, will not do anything. Hovaya will not do anything unless has to go through Adonai. That means everything that comes from above that wants to go to the next level, the Tachton, has to go through this Adonai. It cannot any other. Now, your Adonai, as far as your head is concerned, is the Malchut of Rosh is Peh. There is nothing goes down unless it goes through your Peh. Hovaya is Zerampin. Zerampin will not do anything unless the Shekhinah implements it. Shekhinah, all the rules, all the keys, everything, is the, that is the significance of the Hechal. That's the significance of Anochi. That's the significance of Shekhinah. That's the significance of Adonai.
So that's Yud Kei Vav Kei containing the Malchut.
That's right. Isn't it? It right. Receives its lights, but the ruler is Adonai. The ruler, this is what we have to understand, that nothing from Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin will not go to the Tachton unless it goes through Adonai.
And by, I'm sorry, by Adonai,
Malchut.
We say Adonai.
Malchut.
You're talking about
Adonai. Hechal. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Exactly.
Adonai is Malchut.
That's right. The Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. It's Malchut. It's a Ribon HaOlam. It's a Adon HaOlam. That's why Adon. Adonai comes from the word Adon.
That's
and nobody above. There are many forces above. There is Ein Sof above. But nothing goes to below. That's what he wants to say. Unless it goes through the Malchut.
And that's why we call you Adonai.
That's correct. That's Hechalo. That's his domain. That is Shekhinah. Let's read the first part of the Etz Chaim and we're going to stop. Be'ezrat Hashem. Va'achar she'biarnu, after we really clarified all this, ke'kol ha'ne'atzilim kulam b'china echad. That all the Natzilim, all the Kriyatis, all the Nivra, they are all really all come from one aspect. Hakolelet kolet dalet yesodot. That it's inclusive of all the four yesodot. From where did come air, fire, water, and earth? Where did it come from? Came from one thing. It's the light. We call it the light, let's say. It's one. But the light came, but brought these four aspects with it. And it got defined, all these four aspects, in 6 days. Were revealed in 6 days.
The light must turn to fire.
We'll get there. Adam, don't take me to the other world. For God's sake, stay here, then yes, we get there. ואחר שביארנו ככל הנצלים כולם בחינה אחת הכוללת כל הדלת יסודות. It's inclusive of the four יסודות. שהם דלת אותיות הוויה. Which is דלת שמות, אותיות of letters of הוויה. שהם דלת עולמות. They are explaining four עולמות. Now, where do I find all the עולמות together? Here it is, I have a Shem, name. He says, all the Yesodot are in one. Doesn't it say? Where do I find all the four yesodot in one? In the last hay. In the last hay. The last hay. Isn't it the malchut? So everything gotta be in the last one. So in hay acharon of Shem Hashem, I find olam asilut b'riya yetzira asiya. What is the fifth one? The Shoresh. In between. Bravo. Now, Moshe asked, what's your name? I gotta get your name. Whatever he gives him the name of the Keter. Aleph Kei Yud Kei. Aleph Kei Yud Kei is numerical value 21. So, Yud, Hey, Vav is the Keter. Because Yud, Hey, Vav, numerical value, 21. In Hey, you find the four Olamot, Atzilut, Biriya, Yetzira, Asiya, and the Keter.
And then you put 26 together, that's 8.
But what is the Keter really for Olam Atzilut Biriya Yetzira Asiya? Yud, Hey, Vav, which is called Ayeh. Now he says Ayeh Asher Ayeh, Ani Rishon, Ani Acharon.
So the Yud is the Keter, and that's why it has.
Not the Yud, the Kotz is the Keter. The Kotz is the Keter. Yud is the Chokhmah, Hey is the Bina, Vav is the Tiferet, and Mem is the Malchut.
And
Malchut includes all of them.
And the Kotz is found in every letter on the Hebrew.
This Kotz is only on Yud.
And no, it's found in everything. Yud found in every letter.
That's true, but the Kotz is only with Yud.
The Kotz has no numerical value.
No. Why? Why?
Because it's
Keter is a shortage. It's infinite. It's that first Ani Ani. It's that Ani, the Ani that started the whole thing. That Ani is this Ani.
Sometimes you go Aleph and zero on the side. That's how you have it.
Huh?
In mathematics, that's how it
is.
So, in mathematics,
a 1 over 0?
Aleph and zero on the side. That's in universal. We use the word Aleph as being infinite.
Yeah? Never seen.
Aleph and zero on the side. That's what people use in mathematics.
Infinite is used this.
They use Aleph and the zero on the side.
I never seen
it. Tucker did that, the German Jewish person who established it in the world. That's why they use Aleph and zero on the side as being the symbol of infinity. All over the world.
Okay, any other questions?
So, how come Chokhmah is 10? Because it's Yud.
But all of them has Eser Sefirot.
Yeah, but in Yud Kevav Ke, Chokhmah happens to be Yud.
Okay,
10.
Right.
So there's a meaning behind it.
Because Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. Chokhmah by itself is inclusive of everything.
Okay.
And Atzilut is the idea that's going to be followed by the creation and implementation. Atzilut is really Olam Tikkun.
Olam?
Tikkun.
Olam Etzirah?
No, Olam Tikkun. Atzilut.
No, we're talking about the Vav. When you go to the Vav of Yud Kevav Kei,
uh-huh.
It's Olam Etzirah, right?
Yes.
It's a linear world.
Yeah, but again, when you talk Yud Kevav Kei, applies in the Prat and in the Kolel. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is the whole, and Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Prat too. When in every aspect you come, even if you go to the month, even if you go to the day, even if you go to a minute level, still you have Yud Kei Vav Kei. Every Na'atzel, remember, everything that Nivra, everything has a cause, and the effect has always four phases. Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. Everything. There's nothing in the world that doesn't have, that is created and doesn't have this. In you, in everything you find this. In chair, you find four legs. In electricity, you find four phases. These four phases exist. In the creation, you have air, fire, water, earth. Four.
And you find it in time too?
Everything.
In time.
Every rega.
In time.
Yes.
So the Vav stands for the eternal, for eternity.
Huh?
Vav should stand for eternity.
I don't know, how did you come to that conclusion?
Because the soul is infinite. So eternity in the temporal.
The soul is infinite?
The soul is infinite.
No, that's not true.
Neshama
is not infinite.
Neshama
has size. Has how many neshamot you have? God didn't create infinite neshamot.
He touches infinite. Touches
Chaya. Yeah.
So it's infinite.
Who said so? It's everything that comes out of and so afterward is limited. Because the only thing that is infinite is infinite. If you become infinite, then you are in infinite. But don't go to the domain of trying to understand what the infinity means.
Now, I'm trying to understand whether the linear form happens, which I believe is in the Vav and the Zeran being, which I believe is the life of the life of the life of the life of the life. The linear.
If, because it has a linear part, it has a beginning, has an end too.
So
now, how long is going to be beginning and end and beginning and end and beginning and end? Even that is limited. Even God had put in the chaos, have put limits. In everything he had. Because, again, go back to the idea of every Nivra has four phases. Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut.
Until we get to the Yerazan, which is the 7,000.
That period finished. Now, do you know that there is another Big Bang after it or not?
I don't know how.
So let's finish with this Big Bang, and then you are talking about Hashem that goes in infinite.
Right.
Now, how he is setting up, I mean, is he satisfied with one Israel? Isn't it he would have 20 universes with 20 levels of Israel?
Absolutely.
Isn't he infinite? Wouldn't he want infinite amount of Israel to define infinite thing? Here, those are questions that start your mind going crazy because you don't have answer for those things. Not interested in those kinds of things.
That would mean that there is 20 Torah. That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. But is it the Torah doesn't have 70 levels? 70 panim? So maybe it's talking about the different panim. That we are not, we don't know what it is. But Israel is at the end, is Israel, as he's calling it. And that's why we say, listen, pay attention to who you are, where you are, when you are, and take care of what it is you're supposed to take care of at that point.
Because then you would not be able to say you are the whole of creation, you are the whole of creation, because then you would say, oh, there is 19 other me.
That's right. Bravo.
But you know, and we discovered that Da Vinci put 72, number 72, in the eye of the Mona Lisa, and they couldn't tell on the news what it meant. They just went, what's 72? We don't know what it means.
Wow, that's interesting.
This came out last week.
Last week. And of course, you know Kabbalah. He put the name 72 on her eye.
Wow.
Because he studied Kabbalah. You know.
Shabbat Shalom.